Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the really, really common 21st century epidemic of stress. Before we go into the main episode, I'd like to talk to you about Dr. Vegan. Now, Dr. Vegan is a brilliant supplement brand, which I've known and I've loved and I've used for many, many years. And I wanted to just introduce it to you before we go into the full episode. Now, this particular supplement, which I'm talking about, is their Stay Calm. Now, Stay Calm has got over 14 different ingredients in it, and it's basically using adaptogenic botanicals. That's basically it. There's various ones, but a few of the key ones that you've probably heard of are ashwagandha, KSM-66, and rhodiola. Those are the big ones. But there's other essential minerals and ingredients as well. Now, the thing that I love about this product, aside from the fact that I recommend it to myself and my family and my patients, is that 81% of people who've tried this Stay Calm product have reported that it's really helped them with stress and anxiety and enabling them to feel less overwhelmed and more in control of their life. Now, this is really important because one of the most important things in our active health management is to keep that stress response under control. And we need to throw everything at it that we possibly can. The other thing that I love about this brand is that they're vegan, which I really endorse. And also the packaging is planet friendly, because so many supplements, the packaging is really not planet friendly whatsoever. And it's really important to think about these wider things. And finally, it's pocket friendly. So it's planet friendly and pocket friendly because they're giving us a 25% discount. So if you put in Brindle25 at Tillpoint, then you will receive a 25% discount off this brilliant product. So that's Stay Calm from Dr. Vegan. I would urge you all to stay calm because it's the most important thing you can possibly do to managing your health. So now we'll go into the episode. Now, before we go into the full episode, do please rate us on Apple Podcasts and follow on Spotify. And if you have any questions about this massive topic, then do please leave your comments on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube. And you can also email us at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. Now, before we get started, we've got some gorgeous feedback, as always. I always love getting your comments, so do please leave them because we do try and include as many as we can. Naomi Fenton says, "Thanks so much, Katie. I love doing my gua sha. I have the jade and have just bought the rose quartz. Naomi, this is fantastic. And just to say to everyone that these techniques are so helpful to the body. This is like saying I brush my teeth and use mouthwash every day and I use dental floss. Using tappers and gua shas and drummers and sculptors and all of these amazing award-winning tools that we have over on the Hey You Method really make a difference to how you feel. They only take a couple of minutes and they will really, really pay their dividends. They pay for themselves over and over again. So it is really worth trying to get yourself into a very, very simple morning and evening routine. It only needs to take a couple of minutes. So if you're interested in that, then do please go over to the Hey You Method and have a look at our three-step plans because they're right there to help you and to get you started. But anyway, that's going to take us into today's topic, which is stress. How many people does stress affect in the UK right now? Vix is tippity-tapping right now whilst I hold the fort over here. But basically, who have identified stress to be the 21st century health epidemic? This is the thing that is basically killing all of us long-term. But let's just get some data behind that to just find out how many people percentage-wise are actually affected by stress on an annual. James has put his hand up first on the buzzer.
74%.
There you go, 74%. Wow. I mean, it is absolutely, it is literally the pandemic that we all need to be aware of. And the one thing that you don't need me to say is try not to get stressed, because you just think, right, well, that's really stressful in itself. It's like, what am I supposed to do? Why is this such a huge thing? And why are we all affected? And what on earth are we supposed to do that is easy that will offset this pandemic, because it is an absolute killer. Stress is at the bottom of everything, because stress basically creates inflammation. And inflammation is one of the root causes of all of the chronic degenerative diseases that are killing all of us. Now, that's why stress is so important to get under control. Because if we get the stress under control, then it's a bit like brushing your teeth. You get the teeth brushed and then you get a little bit of expertise every now and then, and then you're going to safeguard your teeth as best as you possibly can. Now, I understand that not everyone's going to have perfect teeth by the time they get to their 80s if they brush their teeth and do that model. But we also do know that dental health has absolutely vastly increased over the last 100 years. I do remember my grandmother had dentures in a glass by the side of her bed, and she was in her 60s and I'm 52. So that means in 10 years' time, that would be me. And I'm thinking, there is no way that my teeth are going to be in a glass by the side of my bed in 10 years' time. Why? Well, because I go to the dentist and I look after my teeth. And that's exactly the same as our health. And stress, the first thing about it is that this is the thing that we have to get under control. As I say in the early episodes, and I will recap them yet again, because every single time I do an episode now, I recap this first episode. Why? Because it's so crucial for you to understand. And for more, please go to those early episodes, that there are two root causes. Okay, and things that you need to understand about how your body functions in order to then understand why, because 50% of this of the solution is understanding why this is happening. And then the next question is, okay, now I understand why. The other 50% is, what do I do? Okay, and that's what we're going to do. So why? First of all, is that stress basically impacts the number one thing that your body needs to be healthy, which is the free flow of qi and blood around the body. That is the number one thing. And whilst it makes sense and you go, oh yeah, no, okay, that's fair enough. Circulation needs to flow. Yep, 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 got that. It doesn't. It doesn't, because modern living doesn't let that happen. We are sedentary. I am sedentary right now. I have to actively make sure I get my steps in. Because if I'm not active about it, it doesn't always happen. I have to actively put into my diary my exercise times, because if I don't, they don't necessarily happen. I get to the end of the day and I think I've been sat down all day. Many of us spend large amounts of time traveling, being sedentary in office jobs where we're not moving around. Many people aren't, but many people are. And if we aren't, and we're one of the groups of people where we go, no, actually I'm outside and my job's outside, often what we find is that our actions are very repetitive. We get repetitive strain injury because we're doing the same thing at the same time every day. And that's not good either for the body. Whereas before, when we had less time-saving devices and less machines, what we were doing was we were doing a number of different things. When we were living, say, as tribes people, you would have to do a number of different things every single day. And that would be circulating the energy in different ways. Okay, now I'm not saying that we all need to go back to living as tribes, but what we've got to do in the 21st century is go back to the natural way that human beings have evolved out of the natural landscape. And we've got to re-entrench ourselves back into these things that we naturally did just to stay alive and survive, and bring them back into 21st century in a different format so that we can offset the fact that our lives do tend to be very sedentary or very repetitive. And this is the first thing. This sedentary lifestyle disrupts the free flow of qi and blood around the body. And then what happens is the body starts to get stressed. That's the first thing, okay, because circulation is getting impacted by an over-sedentary lifestyle. But then what happens is the stress response comes into the body as well. Where's that coming from? Well, often it's coming through our screens. We're all spending huge amounts of time on our screens, and it can often be very stressful. Why? Well, there's many instructions are coming through at many times. Often the expression I like to say is, I'm not a machine. I say this to my family, I'm not a machine, so I need a break. I'm not a machine, so I need to eat something. I'm not a machine, I need to have a rest. But in this moment in the 21st century, human beings are almost becoming like machines, because machines are now moving so quickly, we have to move at that pace. Now that pace creates this always on overwhelm where we're being absolutely sabotaged by communication messages and processing calls to action that we have to take as human beings. Up to, and I think the latest statistic is up to 10,000 times a day. And apparently 100 years ago, it was something like 60. And the other thing about the olden days, not that they were the good old days, but in this respect, it was better, was that the call to action was slower, the amount of marketing messages were less, and the amount of things you'd be expected to get done in a day was a lot less than it is now, because the time-saving devices didn't exist. And what they've done is they've increased our ability to multitask. And in turn, that becomes stressful on the body, because we don't have very long to process anything. Everything's just assaulted at you and you've got to keep on top of it all the time. Emails, for example, I remember as a child, if I was on holiday, my parents wouldn't be answering post when we were on holiday. We might get back from our holiday to a load of post that they then had to open. But now, as a parent myself, and if I go on holiday, I'm on my phone, because I'm answering loads of emails and messages. Why? Well, because they're there. And if I don't do it, there's too many of them if you don't keep on top of it. It's just like this never-ending avalanche. And the problem that that creates is more stress in the body. Because what's happening is there's this sense of that we've got to do in order to keep up with this deluge of stuff and information that's coming at us constantly. Now, the next thing is, aside from the calls to action and the sedentary lifestyle, is that the stress response is coming in thick and fast. And what that then does is it, first of all, disrupts the circulatory flow. And second of all, it has a huge effect on the five key viscera or organs of the body. These organs are the heart, the spleen, the lungs, the liver, and the kidney. Okay. Now, these are the five key organs and you need to protect them. Now, the stress response plays havoc with them. So we're going to go into that first of all. But let's just, before we go into them, just finish the loop on the stress response and its effect on the free flow of qi and blood around the body, on the circulation. Because the first thing that happens when you get stressed is the heart, which commands the body, immediately will make a command to divert the circulatory flow away from the skin and the digestive system into the muscles for the fight or flight response. That's the first thing that happens. Now, we need to think about that for a second, because there's a couple of things here. First of all, the digestive system. So when you're stressed, the blood goes away from the digestion into the muscles. Now, that's interesting, because that's the spleen. Your spleen is responsible for your muscles, and it's also responsible for your digestive system. And it's also the organ that the heart feeds into through the generating cycle of energy. The generating cycle goes heart to spleen, spleen to lungs, lungs to kidney, kidney to liver, liver to heart. So the very first thing that happens is the heart receives the command, bam, stress, whoa, fight or flight, whoa, divert blood, spleen, into action. The spleen goes, right, stop what you're doing, stop the digestive process, all that blood into the muscles, bam, off you go. Right, now, the problem with all of this is that we're sedentary. So what then happens is all this stress comes in and the spleen goes, whoa, ready to fight or flight, boom. Okay, all the blood gets diverted. So that lunch that you were eating whilst you were on your phone processing your emails, that food is now sitting in the digestive processes controlled by your spleen that's diverted all of its army resources into a completely different thing. So this is why bloating and irritable bowel and weight gain and the fact that we're not processing our foods and then energy slumps in the afternoon that then lead to sugar cravings and is immediately responsible because the spleen has diverted resources. So the blood's gone out of the digestive system. Now, the other interesting thing is the skin. Now, the skin is interesting because the skin is the second lung. And the lung is what picks the energy up from the spleen. So the energy's already got compromised and round we go into the lungs. Now, what happens is, especially people who are thinking about the aging process, because what, as I said earlier on this episode, many people came across me because I was one of the key people that brought Gua Sha into the UK when we had that huge Gua Sha skincare revolution. That was me, or in part it was me. Okay, so basically what happens is, when you get stressed, the body takes the circulation away from the skin, and the skin is the second lung. So that means if you've got a day job which pays for your skincare and you're spending expensive, you know, hard-earned cash on expensive lotions and potions, the very stress responses that you're dealing with to be able to pay for this in the first place is largely culpable and responsible for the skin deterioration in the first place and that aging process manifesting through your skin, purely because the blood circulation is being taken away, because it's got to go into the muscles for the fight or flight. That's why the beauty crystals are so important to your skincare, because that restores the blood and the energy back into the skin up to 400%. But it's affecting the lungs. So not only does it affect how you look, and then you look stressed, and then that stress kind of gets caught up in your expressions. And after a while, after a few weeks of this, you think, oh my God, I look dreadful, because you're looking kind of like, oh, because you're looking stressed, because all of that energy is going into the bloodstream, okay? And then of course it creates stressed appearances on our face because the muscles get caught up in negative expressions. This is why we don't like it. That's why people go and get Botox, because the stress response, you don't look like this when you're stressed. I'm just pulling a really happy, smiley face. You don't go, la, 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 la. You don't do that. You look like this. Right. Now, those are the expressions that we don't like as we go through the aging process. Now, and that's the muscles are getting caught up. The skin's getting caught up. That's the spleen. That's the lung. But there's another thing with your lungs. What happens with the lungs when they're getting caught up in this stress response is something called Wei Qi. Now, Wei Qi is this amazing energy which is ruled by the lungs, which circulates just under the surface of your skin. And in Chinese medicine, this Wei Qi is mainly responsible for the immunity of the body. Now, the immunity is actually held by the spleen directly, but the secondary aspect of that is this circulatory Wei Qi just under the skin, which actually at this point has moved away from the spleen and into the lungs. And that, when that gets weakened, allows pathogenic factors to enter into the body. And in they come, because the Wei Qi is weak. It's like a defensive armor. So when it's strong, it's like a huge, great kind of shield all throughout your body so that these pathogens like bam, 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 and they're trying to come in and the shield's like, no. It's like Wonder Woman going, Wonder Woman, pam, pam, pa, pa, pa. And these arrows are shooting back out again. But if they're weak, in it comes. And that, ladies and gents, is why if you're feeling run down and stressed, chances are you'll get sick. And if you don't get sick at the time, the next chances are you'll get sick when you go on holiday. Have you ever been that one? Oh, I don't believe it, they say. I've just gone on holiday and now I've got ill. It happens all the time. Now, there's reasons for that, but it's basically because the body has a really clever coping strategy and you have to keep going and keep soldiering on because your kids still need the school run and you still got to get to your day job. And then you go on holiday and then the body goes, oh, thank God for that. And then it just lets everything out. And then you're going to get sick for the whole 2 weeks, which is a horrible way to live. So that's the next thing going on with the lungs. Now, the other thing about the lungs when you get stressed is the lungs breathe in two ways, consciously and unconsciously. Now, most of the time you're breathing unconsciously. Now, when you're breathing unconsciously and you're not stressed, you're probably not stressed right now because you're probably listening to this. So you're probably breathing quite nicely. Breathing da-da-da-da. Da, 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 da. Now add in a bit of a stress like, hurry up, bam, bam, hurry up, come on. Right, the breathing. Right, so the breathing starts to speed up. Now, when you consciously breathe, we can do that now to offset what I just made you do. Let's just take a nice deep conscious breath. So breathe slowly in. Linger. Breathe slowly out. Linger. There. Does that feel better? Yes. How nice is that? Right. So everyone, please go back to your mindfulness bells so that you've got that donging in regularly in your day to remind you to do that. When you get stressed, the breath starts to speed up and shorten. And then what happens is that has a very big impact on your heart rate. The very exciting thing, guys, is that your breath controls the heart rate. Because whilst the heart commands the body, which is what they say it does in Chinese medicine, the lungs govern the body. And what governs the body is the pace of your conscious breathing. But when you get stressed, that pace starts to speed up because you're going into fight or flight mode and everything starts to wibble wobble and everything starts to disrupt. Everything starts to weaken. The other interesting thing about the lungs with this breath and this governing is that the breath governs the pace of the heart or the beat of the heart. And in turn, your kidneys align to the heartbeat. So if your heart rate has now sped up because you're rushing about and getting stressed and you're not consciously breathing, the kidneys get caught up in the crossfire. So then they start getting agitated as well. Now, the kidneys are also in the direct line of fire of the stress response because the kidneys are very much responsible for the fight or flight. So your kidneys are massively directly impacted by the stress response because they have the adrenal glands sitting right on top of the kidney cortex. So the kidneys really, really get affected by fight or flight, okay, because they're very much connected to hormone control and all of the synthesis of the stress response. Now, what then happens is the kidneys are getting caught up and then they in turn are getting weakened. And when the kidneys start to get weakened by this excessive chronic stress and the impact that that has on the hormonal functions of the body, then what happens is these kidneys are like pillars either side of your spine, keeping you strong and young and vigorous. But what happens is they're getting impacted. It's almost like someone's sort of bombarding these pillars with cannonballs of stress and they weaken and weaken and weaken and weaken until eventually they start to crumble and collapse. Now, this is a really, really important thing because it is absolutely vital to keep our kidneys in that relaxed state. And again, the easiest way to do this is to use their mother element, which is the lungs, to breathe and to allow the kidneys time to offset this chronic, endless stress response so that they can get themselves back into a neutral space and go back into the relaxed state. Because what happens with the stress response is it creates that fight or flight. But the problem with fight or flight in the modern situation is that we're not moving. So we're not burning through all of those stress hormones and then giving ourselves that really relaxed state afterwards. A kind of easy way to describe it is I grew up in London. And my sister used to take me into town quite a bit. And we used to get the bus home. And we'd be on Oxford Street, like browsing around Topshop and Miss Selfridge and all the stuff we used to do. And then we'd see the number 19 bus. We're like, oh my God, we've got to get the bus. We've got to get home. And you'd peg it down Oxford Street and you'd run after this bus. And sometimes you'd miss the bus, but often we'd catch the bus. And you'd jump onto the bus and go, oh, like this. And you had this real sense of satisfaction. Like, oh, I made it. I made it. I made it. Oh, and your heart's pounding and you're breathing heavily. And you've got a slight state of euphoria going on in the body. And then after a while, that all calms down and then you kind of chill back down again and then you're on your way home. Right. Well, that's kind of what the fight or flight response does. But if you translate that to the modern deluge of information and pressure and tension and time zones and everything that we've got to do in the working day and, we don't get that running down Oxford Street sensation. We're just sat there and then we end up in this horrible sensation of exhausted yet restless. Okay, now that's the kidneys. They're still agitated by all of this fibrillation that's been going on to get them to kind of deliver the stress hormones and everything else that has to happen. Now, what we want them to feel is relaxed yet energized, because that's the offset. That's the lovely feeling. That's the feeling that these techniques give you, because that's the feeling that you're going to get when the stress response is under control, because then you can kind of cruise ship your way through your day and feel like you're kind of gliding like a Tchaikovsky waltz, you know, la, da, da, dum, la, 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 la. That's what we want. Okay. And that's what you get when you do these exercises that I'll teach you. And we'll come to those in a second. And last but by no means least, you have the liver. Now, the liver is responsible for the smooth flow of qi and blood around the body. It's very much responsible for the management of everything. And the liver gets very stressed when it's agitated, when it's not going according to plan, when it has to speed up too fast. And remember, the liver is mothered by the kidney. So when the kidney's getting agitated and everything else is getting agitated, the liver gets agitated. And the thing with the liver is it starts to spike. It gets, the energy starts to stagnate. It feels like as opposed to la da da da. It's more like a kind of early 20th century Shostakovich or something like that. It's like like that. It's like, what on earth's that? Right. So the reality is that what we need to do is we've got to get that liver smooth and calm and relaxed yet energized, and then everything feels like it's going back down under control. But the reality is that this stress response, in summary, is playing havoc with the smooth flow of energy around the body, which is crucial to your health. It is also playing havoc with the five key organs of your body individually and collectively, and they're all reflecting to each other, which in turn impacts the final aspect of the grounded root of all health of your body, which is the body's ability to purge and nourish, which means releasing what it doesn't want and nourishing in with the good stuff. Remember, as I was saying at the beginning, your digestive system's already been massively compromised already. There's nourishment right there. Your breath has been massively compromised because you're breathing quickly. There's nourishment right there. The abilities of your organs to manage the smooth flow of your breath and blood flow around the body is getting compromised. The lymphatic flow will get compromised because things aren't flowing correctly. Everything is blocking up and backing up and getting caught and getting stagnant and then building up behind it, leaving you feeling exhausted yet restless in its early symptoms, because that's the beginning of stress. Then you'll describe it as stress. God, I feel really stressed. God, I'm so strung out. Oh, I can't relax. Oh, and then we start to get things like panic attacks. Then we can't sleep. Then we can't relax. Then we start to put on weight. Then we feel agitated. Then we get bad period pains or headaches or joint pains. And then in it all comes. In comes all of these inflammatory markers with your body saying, I can't cope. I don't need this. I need to relax. So what do we do? Well, the good news is that there are some really simple things that you can do to offset this. Really, really basic things. So whilst, and often if you're regular to this podcast, you've probably heard me say this stuff before, but let's recap because it works, which is what it's like me saying, well, what do you do about all these dental problems? Well, you brush your teeth. For every single dental problem, you brush your teeth first, and then you do other things and then more things and more things. And eventually you get to amazing wizardry that your dentist is going to do at the end of this food chain. Same thing here. So what do we do? First thing is we have to get the circulation moving in the body, because the first thing about stress is it's going to impact the circulation. So we've got to constantly revert back to the circulation moving freely, because that in turn will reduce down the stress markers. It will get everything balanced back. It will allow all the organs to go back into place. It'll get the circulation moving freely, which means the purge and the nourish mechanism will work correctly. So what is this amazing technique I'm about to teach you? Shaking. It's really easy. You can even do it sitting down. Shimmy is the sedentary version, okay? So you can just literally just rock my baby, rock your shoulders. That's what you gotta do. Rock me, baby. And you need to sing that to yourself. Okay, you don't need a partner for this, ladies and gents. You could do this all by yourself in the comfort of your own home. But get that rock me, baby. We need to get that. That used to be song of the day. That's what you need to do to get offset the stress response. So everyone's smiling in the room now because that's ludicrous. But it works, okay? So playing a bit of that on a daily basis to offset the stress response is a good thing. Why? Because you're moving the circulation around and you're offsetting all of this negativity for pleasure. I call it the pleasure zone. And there's nothing wrong with that, ladies and gents, because, you know, life is hard. We've got plenty of pain going on. We need to get ourselves back to our authentic state of joy and pleasure, which actually is a human thing. You are actually allowed to feel like that. You do actually have the divine right to feel like that constantly all day, every single day. Now, it's easier said than done, and it does need to be cultivated, but your first step on this journey of 10,000 miles, as the famous Lao Tzu said, starts with a single step, and that is the shake, which was what that was, to that song, which I think is a good choice. So there we go. That, just a 2 or 3 minutes a day, is already going to get everything back into a state of joy and pleasure, and it's free. It's free. You don't even have to buy anything. You just have to do it. You just have to play the song, and I'm sure you can get that freely somewhere. So in the meantime, what do you do next? Tap. Okay, tapping the body is the next step. Now, you can do that with a loosely clenched fist or fingertips or a cupped hand, or you can buy this amazing product, which who brought this to market? Oh, this might have been me. This wasn't copied. Trust me, people have tried, but I IP'd this because I designed this specifically myself. I learned from the Gua Sha days when the world copied me. This is mine and mine alone. So this is the body tapper. This is the most genius piece of kit that every single person needs. It's made of very, very good quality bamboo, which means it's light as light can be. It weighs about 30 grams. Everyone can pick it up, but it's really strong. Bamboo is really strong, and it's brilliant for vibrating into the body and releasing all of that sediment that gets caught up like the plaque on your teeth, okay, that the dentist kind of pulls out, or you'll get with the dental floss. This is like dental floss, okay? It's going to get rid of it all. It also stimulates stem cells, which is really, really important, because that will start to replenish things that have got caught up in the crossfire of all this stress and get everything moving well. And when you do the tapper, or tapping generally, I advise you to breathe slowly and consciously. And that takes you to the next thing, Mindfulness Bell, which I talk about all the time. Are they sponsoring this yet? Every single episode I talk about them. And today's podcast from Own Your Health by Katie Brindle is brought to you by Mindfulness Bell. Mindfulness Bell. Now that's a slow breath in, linger. Slow breath out, linger. So that breath is so important. The lungs are governing everything. Getting that slow, conscious breath into your day will immediately allow you to slow. The world is still going to whiz around outside. Now, this is something, funny enough, obviously, I am totally anti-smoking, obviously. But one of the things that I can say about smokers is that what they do get to do is, because they say, right, I'm going off for a fag, they get to take themselves out of this melee and they go into this kind of smoker's world outside, which, of course, I've never been part of. But I used to sit there virtually like, oh, these disgusting people. Well, here I am working, good old me. But actually, whilst it's not a good idea to smoke, it is a good idea to have a breath break. Absolutely, because that's kind of what they were giving themselves. They were just breathing in toxic breath at the time. But give yourself the healthy version, which is to, I don't know how long it takes to smoke a cigarette, probably 3 minutes. So give yourself 3 minutes to go, right, I'm going to, because what do? When you smoke, you breathe in slowly. You inhale, you linger at the top of the breath, and then you breathe it back out again. Right, we'll do that, but without the cigarette. Really useful advice. Use the Mindfulness Bell app instead and get yourself breathing slowly. So far, we're doing some really, really simple techniques. Now, there are deeper techniques that we can do to offset the negative impact of stress. Okay. And one of the other things that I suggest that you do is to use a journal and use your diary and have a plan and try as best you can to cut out at least a quarter of what you have to do. And as hard as that, I know that sounds, but it is the only way to do it. The other thing that I've done in times when my workload has gone absolutely stratospheric and I can't cope with looking at my diary because it's so stressful, is I really, really go into the moment and I'm present in what it is that I do. I don't start projecting into the future and think, oh my God, I've got to do this and then I must do that and then I have to do this. That starts getting the energy all the way up like that. What you do is you focus 1,000,000,000% on what you're doing at this exact moment in time. Just now, today. And then when I finish this, I'll have a little break. I will shimmy. I will listen to a piece of music. I will laugh. Okay. And then I will go to the next thing. And then I won't be thinking about what's next, because it's very, very toxic on the liver. And the liver then gets agitated and it goes, because the liver is the organ of planning. And then it starts to kind of whip itself up by thinking about the next thing. So using a planner, trying to cut back as much as you possibly can and only focusing on what it is that you're doing at that moment in time is really important. So when you're really seriously stressed, the techniques that I've taught you are invaluable. These are the beginning. You know, you've got shimmy, you want to tap, you want to move the body, and you want to breathe deeply. Those are the most important ones. But there's a few other little ones as well that if you're feeling that you've got those under control, you think, no, I've kind of got that under control. I'm okay, I'm doing that. What else can I do, Katie? I'm doing that already. What's more? Okay, well, walking as often as you can, moving the body about and being really conscious about it. That's why I really do love my steps app on my phone. I'm not completely wedded to it, but I do make it my business as much as I can to move my body as often as I can. So if I can possibly walk somewhere or walk up the escalators or take the long version to the loo and then come back again or have a little boogie in my bathroom whilst I'm getting ready for bed, anything like that is really good. Now that then takes me to my final point on today's episode, which is joy. Because the thing about stress is it just takes all of the fun out of life because you're so stressed, you can't actually enjoy it. Nothing's pleasurable. Nothing's pleasurable when you feel like that. It's just overwhelming. And so if you're finding that you've accepted the first things that I've taught you and you've got those coming in, then the next thing to add to the list is laughter therapy. Laughter therapy is just so good for offsetting stress. It just drenches you in endorphins. Now, there's another episode where we've talked all about laughter therapy and we've done it. But basically, laughter for a minute is so good for offsetting stress. But the reason I brought it in at the end, not the beginning, is if you're really stressed, me telling you to just have a good old laugh, well, then you basically tell me to F off because you're so stressed. You think the last thing I want to do is effing laugh, okay, because I'm effing stressed and my liver's going mad and I'm too negative to allow that level of positivity to come in. So what I suggest you do is do the other things first. And when they're starting to work or you've just done them all as a little sequence, then laugh with me. Okay. And if you don't want to laugh with me because I'm not as funny as I think I am, sorry, that's if I do say so myself, then just watch some UK Gold. Just watch something funny. Just watch something like James, like we were talking earlier about The Office. We're both massive Office fans, as is Mr. Brindle. He absolutely bloody loves The Office. Oh, I've just watched. Anyway, he loves The Office. So like watch something that you find funny. Just like whatever it is. I mean, Ab Fab. I mean, I love Ab Fab. It just makes me laugh over and over again. Or watch some funny people on Instagram. There's some really seriously funny comedians out there. So watch stuff that makes you laugh, whatever it is. Even if it's slapstick stuff on Instagram with people where there's kind of klutzy moments where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that's just happened. Or animals doing funny things, anything that makes you laugh. Funny enough, in an earlier episode, I was talking about sentiment and making sure on your socials that you're following sentimental things to cultivate sentimentality because it takes you to joy. It's like the door to joy. Okay, well, humour and slapstick and things on Instagram that just make you laugh because they're stupid, if that does the trick, that will take you through to laughter therapy and it will help you feel a little bit brighter. And it really, really works. But it's not the first thing to do because if you're really down in stress, it's really hard to get yourself all the way up into laughter. So there we go. That's today's episode about stress. We've talked about why stress is such a big deal, why it impacts the key aspects of your body's health, which is the circulation, the purge and the nourish and the five key organs and why all of them have got impacted, and some really simple self-care things that you can do for yourself from the comfort of your own home or anywhere where you happen to be that will help you offset this stress so that in turn you can manage your health and keep everything moving smoothly like you do brushing your teeth. If you want more information, there is a whole fact sheet on stress and there is a whole masterclass on stress as well. And do please join me on the Instagram classes where we can do some brilliant stress management with my weekly class and finally the healing circle. So thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you next episode. And do please leave your comments if you're on TikTok, Instagram or YouTube, or rate and review on Apple Podcasts, or please follow us on Spotify.